I was with some friends recently, and there was a woman who had no idea what the whole like pink candle thing was for, and so and so I thought I would begin by just letting you know that the third Sunday of Advent is Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete. And that actually comes from something that we don't hear at Mass. I don't know if you know this, but before, so we have certain prayers for each Mass, you know. Before every single Mass, there's a verse, and we usually don't say it because we have a hymn at the beginning. And so this is the verse for the Mass today. Gaudete, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice, indeed the Lord is near. So rose is a color of joy. That's what the color means. And what I like about this is that it's a command in Latin. So it's like, be joyful, right? You can hear your parents screaming that at you. Be joyful. Because guess what? We're almost there. This is the shortest Advent possible. We're almost there. But what is joy? And why do we so often lack it? Joy is the fulfillment of hope, everyone. Joy is the fulfillment of hope, right? The image that comes to my mind is, and this is these in Scripture too, like when a mother first holds her child and she's filled with joy, it's the fruit of the time, the 9 months or perhaps years of hope that one day this good thing will be mine, right? But recognize, all of that waiting period comes with, right, morning sickness, discomfort, all the trials. But that's what builds up to that moment of joy, was because she had hope that this good thing would be mine. Now, I wonder, though, Do we hope enough? Do we hope for enough from God? Or do we even know what hope is? I was in class yesterday or the other day with some of my students, and we were talking about the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity. And one of the students was like, you know, Father, we hear about charity all the time, like, you know, you got to love your neighbor, love God. We hear about faith, right? We're in a crisis of faith and believing in God. But she said, I never think about hope. I don't even know what it is. It's the forgotten virtue. And it's hard in a non-Christian world in which we live, because the way we use the word hope is like something very uncertain, right? Not sure if it's going to happen. And usually about things that are trivial. So like, for example, don't hold this against me. I'm a Raiders fan, okay? So the last 20 years have been hard. But, right, when the Raiders are playing on Sunday, I think to myself, I hope we win, today. Which means what? We're probably not going to. And it's about something that doesn't really matter at the end of the day. But that's how we use it. Everyone, the gift of hope is the opposite of that. Isaiah tells us in the first reading what we should hope for. He said, this is what Jesus is going to do. Glad tidings to the poor, healing to the brokenhearted, liberty to captives, and vindication by our God, victory of God. Those are not trivial things. Because God doesn't do trivial things. He doesn't do anything unimportant. And so hope is about placing my confidence, my trust in something that really matters, something that Jesus can do. And hope is not about what's uncertain. This is maybe the crazier reality. Hope is about what's absolutely certain. Right? Peter tells the Christians in the first reading today, the one who calls you is faithful. and he will also accomplish it, right? Like, if we place our hope in Jesus, he always delivers the goods. We don't have to wonder, I wonder if Jesus will do this, right? We would say that, I hope Jesus will do this. That's not hope. That's lack of hope. Hope is certain. We're never going to get to the end of our life, everyone, if we place all of our confidence, all our trust in what Jesus can do, and he's going to look at us and say, yeah, you hope too much of me. That's not going to happen. Just a few weeks ago, I got called to the hospital at Sanford and to do an anointing, and it's most of the time a priest gets called to the hospital, the patient's already like on comfort care, right, if they're at the end of their life, so they're usually like unconscious, which isn't bad. I mean, obviously we still anoint, but this one lady, the nurse called, and she's like, Father, you should come quickly if you can. Like, this lady's dying of cancer, and she's in a ton of pain, but she refuses to go on comfort care until she meets with the priest. So I'm like, okay, I guess I better show up. So, right, so I'm expecting, right, I'm going to get there. This woman's going to be writhing in pain. It's going to be ugly, but, you know, I bring the Eucharist because she wants to receive the Eucharist. She wants to make a confession, and she wants to be anointed, right, the trifecta. So try and get that if you can at the end of your life. So I walk in, and she is grinning ear to ear the whole time and cannot stop telling me about how excited she is to meet Jesus. She's like, Father, I just can't wait. I wish these next, however long it's going to take, would just get over with, right? I don't know what I'm going to say when I meet. It was like she's going on a first date or something. Just this, right? That's hope. She wasn't sitting there saying, well, I wonder, I hope I get in. That's not hope. Hope is, I can't wait to meet him. It's going to be so great. And she had already, in the midst of her suffering, received the joy of that hope. Because Jesus was joyful on the cross. Because he knew what the Father was doing. He wasn't questioning it. And so, just a simple question this weekend, everyone. Do I hope for enough from him? Or do I kind of, you know, Jesus, it'd be kind of nice if you'd kind of do this thing. Do I hope for enough? Or do I hope in stuff maybe that doesn't really matter? Is that what I place my hope in? And then no wonder, in that kind of world, where we hope in stuff that doesn't matter, we can't find joy. And so at the end of the day, right, at the very end of the day, we're placing our hope not in things from Jesus, but in Jesus. Because he always delivers the goods. And we will get a joy unlike we've ever known with that kind of hope. And so, Gaudete, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near.